There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time. Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans, fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, Bears fans, and welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, and make sure to share this Bears YouTube channel with a fellow Bears fan. If you haven't already, make sure you go check out my recent episode with Texas A&M defensive line coach Sean Spencer. He talked all about Shamar Turner, so you won't want to miss that one. But for this episode, I have another special guest. We're continuing the college position coach trend. This time, I spoke to UTSA defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach Nick Graham to talk all about Bears fifth round draft pick Zay Frazier. It's a great conversation, you guys. It starts with talking about some of the adversity that Zay had to battle early on in his career, not starting, how Zay handled that situation, made the most of it. Also, Nick identified what Zay is like, not only as a cover corner, but how he gets dirty in the run game. It's a great conversation. You'll get a lot more insight on just who Zay Frazier is off the field as well as on the field. Here's my conversation with UTSA defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach Nick Graham. All right, everybody, I have a special guest for today's show. We have UTSA defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach Nick Graham here to talk about Bears fifth round draft pick Zay Frazier. Nick, appreciate you joining me for today's show.
No problem. Appreciate you having me on. Anytime I get to talk about Zay, I'm excited about that. So let's do it.
No doubt about it. And when you first hear the name Zay Frazier, what comes to mind first?
Just a kid that just he won't go away. It doesn't matter like what obstacles in front of him. He went through some adversity when he was in school, and the kid just never gave up and just always showed up with a smile on his face. So just never quit, and then that bright smile on his face always.
Nick, when you talk about that adversity that Zay had to go through, I mean, working his way up to even to get to UTSA in the first place. When did you first see how he can handle adversity, whether it's on or off the football field, and what he's like when he does face adversity?
Well, probably the first real experience for me is when he got there. He's pretty highly recruited coming out of JUCO. It was a miracle that we got him. He kind of just fell in our lap. I recruited him through a process. He ended up actually going to Kentucky, got up there, and just for whatever reason didn't work out. He called me, and so we were able to get him in. Well, that first year, I'm sure he thought he was just going to play a lot, and honestly, he just wasn't ready. And I had kind of told him that during the recruiting process. So it wasn't like it was, you know, me just telling him some breaking news. That's what I thought. And so, but that's still hard for kids to deal with. And he handled it like a champ, you know, and just continued to get better that year.
So when he's not obviously starting initially and you tell him this conversation, what do you see from Zay in terms of maybe the student, the person that needs to kind of work his way up to eventually become that starter?
Right. Just from a student standpoint, you know, that's a shock when you come in and you're, you know, you have all those expectations and you don't quite, you know, reach them at first. So my thing to him was like, hey, you can stay over here with us, you know what I mean? Even though you may not play a lot of defense, or you can go over there on scout team and get reps against the ones every day. And then I can grade that film and watch you and coach you off of going against good guys. Because if you stay over here, you're going against the scouts, you know? And so to me, go over there and get the good work. Well, that took him a couple of weeks. So that's hard for any kid. That's tough for them to hear. But when he got over there, the way that he worked and started embracing it, I just knew that, like, yeah, eventually this kid, if he'll stick with it and get going, he'll stay. And this is prior to the portal, you know what I mean? Like, this may have been like the first year of the portal. So, you know, it wasn't really cool for kids that, I don't want to say cool, but it wasn't really the thing for kids to, you know, get in that portal right away. So.
And for Zay, like when he's now working, not with the scout team, but going up against those ones, what are you first initially seeing from a guy that maybe, like you said, initially has to develop a little bit more? And then as you kept working with him, where did you see his skills kind of ascend over the years?
Well, immediately, the first thing that you see is the length. I mean, he's an extremely long guy. You know, we've had some success with some guys there before. So he kind of had a picture of, you know, he saw Tyreek Woolen as he was going out. Mm-hmm. And so you see the length and then you see that speed and then you see him play the ball down the field. So I knew once we were able to polish him up, you know, a little bit, that I had a kid right there. And it was just going to take a little bit of time. And so I just think that's the best thing about him. He never threatened to get in any portals. He never threatened to leave. The kid just kept showing up to work, and he was eager to work.
You talk about that length, that speed. I mean, it's just like, I'll tell you this, Nick, just from seeing him on rookie minicamp, like it just looks different. Seeing a corner that long on the boundary there. What does that do for a guy like Zay to have that length, but can run 4.33 with some of the fastest guys? Like, how does that impact what you can potentially do from the cornerback position?
Right. Well, just with those guys, here's what I always say. The reason why I like to get those long guys in the NFL likes those long, because they're a tough completion. You know, they're hard to complete balls on, because even if they aren't all the way in position, they still have that great length to reach out. And then you couple that with the speed that he has, you know what I mean? So those guys are, you know, they're able to make a few mistakes maybe early in the route concept and still be able to recover. And then just, like I said, just a tough completion. Those guys are the ones you want out there.
No doubt about it. And you mentioned they make it a tough completion. And for Zay, you know, I can also imagine, too, that if you go against receivers that have the little bit of the shiftiness with that, with the length, it can maybe create some complications. But how have you seen Zay maybe initially beat by a wide receiver early on, but able to not panic, recover, and then make a play?
Well, that's just something that, you know, I think that's something you have to work. You know, I think naturally you're born with, you know, this floor and this ceiling. And so it's up to me as the coach and the kid to get him to that ceiling. And what I like about Zay is he works that stuff. He's always looking for drills. You know, we're doing ball drills after practice. And that's just something that we've done so much that it's like second nature to him. You know, we're not giving up fade balls, you know, they're on scholarship to stop that. And so that's kind of his mindset when it comes to playing the position.
All right, everybody, we got to take a quick time out because I have to tell you about some of our amazing sponsors. And it starts with Windy City Sports Cards. As you guys know, they specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. Check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. Also, I have to tell everybody about my favorite protein drink, Protein 2-0. This is the orange mango flavor. In this, you get your 20 grams of protein plus your 350 milligrams of electrolytes. Instead of having some of those other protein shakes that, let's be honest, don't taste the best, this tastes like a sports drink. Think of like a Gatorade, but you get all the nutritional value with your protein and your electrolytes, and they have a bunch of great flavors. The next best thing, it's also available at Amazon and Target, two places that I know everybody loves to shop. And I also love the simple goal that they have, which is make it easier to get the protein and hydration your body needs without all the unnecessary junk. So check out Protein 2-0. Let me know how you like it, because I know you're going to enjoy the great tasting flavor and all the nutritional value that's in Protein 2-0. And then, Nick, is there a play, a game that kind of stands out? I asked Zay about his game against North Texas because he filled up the stat sheet that game. I think he had tackles, two interceptions, a couple PBUs. But when you think back to his time at UTSA, is there a game that really highlights what Zay Frazier's all about?
Okay, there's two. Early in that year, that year I was telling you he didn't play as much as he wanted to. Mm-hmm. We had got up, I believe, on FIU, and we threw him in the game late just because you could get four games and still redshirt. So he gets in there, and, man, he's playing like his first quarter, like his start. And I'm like, damn, this kid is competitive. And so I saw that competitive edge early. And then he would even throw his face in there. At times, corners, there's some business decisions being made out there at times with our corners. But he wasn't about that. He tried to strike. And so that was the first thing. Going into our East Carolina game this year, the scouts are around, and I kind of talked to a few scouts, and they're like, listen, dude, this dude's length and speed, he's going to get a camp invite easily, right? And so that day I talked to Zay. I said, Zay, you've already got that in the bag, bro. Let's go out and start attacking this freaking ball in the air. You're right there a lot of times. You're just playing to bat it down. Go attack that ball and be fearless, right? And so once he like kind of understood it, hey, I've already got the NFL shot. Let me go out here and play free. You know what I mean? And so we go out there, and he makes probably the best pick of any of the guys that I've ever coached in my career at East Carolina. They throw a fade ball. That's really not his guy. We're in some type of quarters coverage, and he just sees it, and he takes off down the field. And this happens in their end zone. He dives and picks that ball. And I said, holy crap, this kid, the light's turning on for real. And from then on, it just came in bunches. He got another one in that game, and he really should have had three in that game. Mm-hmm. And then I forget the other games, but he was getting them in twos. We couldn't believe that they were still trying to test him, but he was playing on their sideline a lot. So most quarterbacks are right-handed, So he had the opportunity. And so he just kept being productive. And when that happened, you could just see him get more and more confident attacking that ball.
Especially when you get the ball and you're able to get the interceptions. Like you said, the confidence goes up too. But was there just more of an – once you guys – again, you notice those scouts, like you said, there's just more of an emphasis. Let's go get this football because there are eyeballs on you and you have a chance to, make a name for yourself here.
No doubt. And that was the thing. Zay is really close to his family. And I said to him, like, bro, you got the opportunity to – not, necessarily change your people's lives, but to so they're not worried about you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you've already got your plans after college. You've already graduated, which is awesome. He's already got that in hand. And, man, now you're free to go chase your dream the way that you want, because these guys like you. And we were strategic. We put him in the number three, the same jersey that Tyreek Woolen wore. You know what I mean? So people would be like, dang, they got another one. You know what I mean? And so you could just the kid is just a joy to be around. You can tell when I speak about him, man, he's just one of those kids that I knew if he'll just stick with it, he will have an opportunity.
Yeah. And Nick, we get, obviously everybody on the outside gets an opportunity to see what Zay can do on the field. We can watch the games and see some of the interceptions, those highlights. What is he like maybe in the film room? Some of the things that only you and his teammates that are in that room can see from Zay. So what is he like there?
Well, he's always got a smile on his face. He likes to joke, just like everybody else. But he's never had really a bad day. He doesn't come in there with an attitude. Sometimes those dudes are moody as hell. to be honest with you. But Zay is always there. He's on time. He's like early. You know what I mean? I'd walk in the meeting room, Zay is already sitting there. And then what I like about him the most, he's a sponge. Like, he really wants to understand. He's not going to go out there if he doesn't understand it. You know what I mean? And he's gonna, hey, coach, you said this and this and this, but walk me through. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that really wants to learn. And I just think that those guys, the sky's the limit for them. You know, that's kind of one of the things we talked about. I talked to him yesterday, actually. You know, just keeping that hunger in your belly, bro. Like, you ain't never fooled. Just because you got there, you ain't fooled. Keep eating. You know what I mean? And so that's what he's going to bring to the Bears. You know, he'll be a great kid in the community. I'm sure the fans will fall in love with him because he's just that type of kid. Just a really good kid.
And really quick, Nick, I want to circle back because you mentioned that you noticed them in that first game kind of getting, you know, his head in, like, making tackles.
Yeah.
When you see Zay as the run defender, run stop, yeah, someone that could be an asset to the run game, what do you see at that in that aspect of his game?
Well, when I'm recruiting kids and when I get them on campus, I kind of put them in three categories, like business decision guy, right, a willing tackler, and then a seeker of contact. I would say Zay's a willing tackler. You know what I mean? Whatever he's going to do his job, he's going to do it. I'm not saying he's coming out there like Brown Dawkins knocking guys out or Sheldon Brown, a guy I got to play with back in the day. Like, but he is a willing tackler. And he's good at it. You know what I mean? He's not scared. And so he's going to do what the position requires.
You know, I was watching his game. I think this was against Texas, if I'm not mistaken. The Packers just drafted Matthew Golden. And there are a couple plays where he didn't have many receiving yards that game, but there are a couple plays after the whistle where they're kind of, you know, they're talking to each other, jawing with each other, kind of shoving each other a little bit. Does Zay have that in him where he's, you know, he's got that competitive where he's going to let you know about it?
Absolutely. You know, he ain't going to start it, but, you know, it's just a little slang term for you. He own what you own. So if you want the smoke, he with the smoke. You know what I mean? And so that's kind of how he is, the nicest kid ever, but he ain't no punk. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I think Bears fans are going to like hearing that about Zay and what he brings from that mentality standpoint. Obviously, Nick, every rookie that comes into the NFL is not a finished product by any means. So when you look at his game, what he did at UTSA, and what you still are curious to see from him in the league, what kind of comes to mind for you?
I just think that the NFL game is completely different. I really believe that. You know, they're going to have their route concepts that are the flavor of the year or the flavor of the week that you'll see over and over and over again. And then I just think just learning to be a pro is the main thing. Like, now this is your job. There ain't no going to English 4 and all that stuff. Like, this is your job. And so this has to be the priority. And I think that's an adjustment for most kids. But I will say that he should be prepared, because I prepare those guys like that. Like, dude, you're a pro. You got to carry yourself. Nobody's going to tell you to come into camp in shape. That's on you. You know what I mean? Nobody's going to tell you to watch film. That's on you. They're going to expect this stuff is done. And then find new mistakes every day. We don't want to be repeating the same mistakes. So I just think the adjustment of just becoming a pro and what that is, you know, you hear Mike Tomlin talking about making a routine to plays routinely. Like, that's what you have to do to be a pro. You know, and so I think that he has that mindset. So I don't believe that that'll be a problem for him, but it's an adjustment for all kids.
Makes a lot of sense. Coach, before I let you go, obviously you had Zay Frazier. I mean, Reek Woolen is doing his thing in the NFL. Any other long, lengthy, speedy corners that you guys have there at UTSA that you want to highlight here?
I got quite a few. I don't want to just start throwing out names right now. Let's give them some time to cook a little bit and develop a little bit. But I do have some in that same mold coming out. You know, I actually we had another kid named Corey Mayfield that was with the Ravens, made it all the way to final cuts. And so we've had some good success, and I don't take credit for that. I got good kids. You know what I mean? Like, I'm only a good coach because of those dudes. You know, I wouldn't dare take credit for Tyree Woolen's success or Zay Frazier. I'm just a little jockey, you know what I mean? Riding a little horse, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? And just making sure they're going in the right path. Got those blinders on and focusing on the main thing and keeping it that way. We got kids. We definitely got kids. If you're looking for corners that are going to compete, all shapes and sizes, UTSA is going to do it. We just work on the stuff that corners do. We work it every day. And I think that's just kind of our secret to our little sauce.
You know, Nick, it's got to be like gratifying though to see, like, you know, obviously you guys put in a lot of work to develop these guys from when they come into college to when they leave college. So just for you as a coach, like when you see a guy like Zay get drafted and the dude's all smiles during his press conference, what does that do for you knowing that, I know, like, you know, just kind of help guide him, but what does that feel like as a coach?
Well, I would say it's gratifying, you know, not to just turn this into church, but, you know, this is kind of my ministry. I love working with the young kids. That's why I've never really wanted to coach in the NFL. It's just a different type of, you know, young adult that you're getting up there. And so I enjoy this age. And so once those kids share their goals with me, now they're our goals. And so getting them to, you know, what they said they wanted to do and what they dreamed about as a little boy, and just to see the smiles on their mom's faces. There's nothing like it. You know, it's even better than my little short skin I had there. And, you know, it's just, man, just seeing kids realize their potential is it's amazing. And it's hard to really put in words the feeling you get from it. But, you know, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and you know what? Bears fans are excited, too, to see what Zay can do during his rookie season throughout his time here in Chicago.
Yes, but sir.
Nick, I want to just say thank you for joining me today, providing that insight, a better look at who Zay Frazier is off the field and on the field. But I just want to say thank you again for your time.
No problem. Appreciate you having me. Have a good one.
And that was my conversation with UTSA defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach Nick Graham. Appreciate him taking time out of his day to come talk about Zay Frazier and just provide a little bit more insight just to who he is off the field as also who he is on the field. And I think that adversity is a good way to kind of start just some of the takeaways I have from our conversation. I mean, this is a guy that started at FCS Southern Illinois, transferred to Coffeyville Community College, and then landed at UTSA. And despite getting a bunch of different offers like Nick was talking about, he gets to UTSA and he's not even a starter initially. Nick has to have that conversation with Zay, and it's probably not an easy one for Zay and also for Nick to have that after recruiting somebody who was highly coveted from other schools. But Zay took that opportunity and made the most of it, and going on the scout team and playing against the ones, which allowed Nick to then grade Zay what he was doing over there so it can just get him better prepared when he did get the opportunity to play in that number one defense. So I just like the mindset that Zay does have when he's kind of approaching some of these situations that are not easy, especially when you transfer over, you're transferring, you're going from, you know, Southern Illinois, FCS Southern Illinois to Coffeyville Community College, JUCO, and then you get into the UTSA. You're almost expecting this jump, this playing time, but that didn't initially happen for Zay, but he made the most of it. So I do appreciate how he was able to handle that situation and ultimately get him in a position to be drafted 169th overall to the Chicago Bears in the fifth round. So that's a good mindset to have, because it's almost going to be similar to what's happening here in Chicago. Like, Zay's not going to start at the boundary corner position. You have Jalen Johnson, you have Tyreek Stevenson, but it's what you do when you're not starting. Maybe going on that scout team, playing against the ones again, that you can develop when you're, you know, not labeled as a starter. That will position you to better be equipped to play in a game if it so has to happen in his rookie season. So I did like that. And, you know, I brought up to Nick when we were at Bears rookie minicamp, when you see Zay Frazier on the field, it just looks different. It looks different because you're not used to seeing 6'3 corners that are a little on the, you know, not skinny side, but they're lengthy. And I think Zay's going to have to put on more weight, but it just looks different. But he also has his speed. And we talked about that length. And, you know, at UTSA, they've had success with Tyreek Woolen, who have, you know, 6'2", 6'3 frames, but can play, can move. And what that does is it makes tough completions, right? That's what Nick Graham was talking about. When you have guys that, even if they have slight mistakes or beaten off the line of scrimmage initially, because you have that length, you can recover. You could still make that tough completion, make it a tough completion for a quarterback. And I could see that being an advantage, obviously, for Zay, as long as he, you know, just continues to develop, learns Dennis Allen's system, learns from Al Harris, his position coach. That will get him equipped to transition well from UTSA to obviously this Bears defense, but that is going to be something that he's, it's a God-given trait, right? Not Jalen Johnson doesn't have that. Terrell Smith doesn't have that. Tyreek Stevenson doesn't have that, that length and height. Let's see how a guy like Zay Frazier can utilize that and then make it to an advantage. And, you know, when I asked Nick, like, how is he when he's initially beat? I love the answer that he said. He said, we're not giving up fade balls. You know, like that's obviously a tough play where you make that quick, a wide receiver will make that quick move at the line of scrimmage, create just enough separation for an over the shoulder catch, back shoulder, whatever it may be. That's where if you do have that length, it can play dividends in making a touchdown turn into an incompletion in the end zone. And obviously that's things that, you know, Zay's going to have to show here in OTAs coming up, training camp, preseason. If he does get a chance, an opportunity to play in the regular season, we'll see how that all plays out here for him in his year one. You know, I also liked just what he, and I like asking all college coaches this, what they're like in the film room, because that's the one area where we just won't get to see, unless there's maybe like behind the scenes content, things like that. But Zay, and you know what, now that Nick Graham mentioned it, always has a smile on his face. When you go back and watch just his press conferences that the Bears have posted on their website, on their YouTube channel, the dude is all smiles. And it's just like the attitude that he has. And there's going to be tough times throughout this rookie season. There's going to be a tough time transitioning from maybe being around family to now being a pro and not being asked to start, but having some, you know, tough days. But just the mindset that he had, knowing that regardless of what day it was, he was coming in with a great attitude, a sponge also, Nick Graham called him, going to ask questions, wanted to know why they were doing certain techniques, why he wanted to know the why, which is a great quality. I think it's a little bit tainted because of Matt Nagy, but he wanted to know the whys. And that's, I think, a good thing for a young player. Young player who's a little bit on the older side, an older rookie. But still, young in the NFL in terms of what he needs to learn in this space to be successful at the next level. And then I wanted to circle back before we ended our conversation, because he did mention that in his first ever game that he got to play during his redshirt year at UTSA, it was against FIU. And he's playing late in the game like it's the first quarter, and he saw that competitive edge Nick Graham did. And he would just throw his face in there when it came to making tackles. And Nick Graham has this grading, three categories of how he will base his corners off of. You have the business decision guys, you have the willing tacklers, and you have the seekers of contact. Now, Zay Frazier didn't make it to the seekers of contact category, but he was definitely a willing tackler, and he said that. Willing tackler, good at it. And you could see that just when you watch some of his tape at UTSA. He's not afraid to get in there. He might miss, but it's not like he's afraid. And that's, again, it goes back to a mindset thing and also just goes back to how he's wired as a football player. So, willing tackler, maybe as he continues to make progress, learn from his position coaches, willing tackler will turn into seeker of contact. And I like those categories. Businesses, you don't want to be a business decision guy, and I get it. Sometimes that, maybe there's a Derrick Henry running off the edge and he's free. I don't know. I guess I couldn't blame you. It's Derrick Henry. But willing tackler for Zay Frazier. One last thing too, and I think this applies to kind of the conversation that has been circling around Caleb Williams, and nobody taught him what to watch for in film or went over film with him. It was interesting to hear Nick Graham say when he was talking about becoming a pro, he said, nobody's going to tell you to watch film. That's on you. And I had to hear that a second time, just re-listening to the interview, because I didn't catch it the first time. But then that put into... I don't know, context for me, like how Zay is going to have to approach his rookie season. But I wonder for even like Caleb, like, no, you shouldn't be told to watch film. But I think still overall, there needs to be some kind of guidance. And Zay's going to get that. Zay's going to get the guidance, but he also needs to do his own, take it on upon himself to watch film. And like what was said about Caleb Williams, I don't know. I think there's missing pieces that maybe throughout these OTA practices will kind of get pieces to the puzzle solved in terms of what actually happened throughout his rookie season when it came to watching film. But I thought that was interesting how Nick Graham put that, and where it kind of just puts things into what is going to be asked of Zay Frazier as he goes through his rookie season. But guys, that's going to do it for this special episode. Appreciate everyone who went and watched my conversation with Sean Spencer, the Texas A&M defensive line coach, and then this episode with Nick Graham, UTSA's defensive pass game coordinator and cornerbacks coach. Hey, I'm still working on getting some more positional coaches for the rest of this draft class, so stay tuned for that. Also, stay tuned for other content as well. We just had the Joe Tooney extension happen. That would have been today as the day of this recording. And you can just see the YouTube shorts that I put out. It's also on my Instagram, Twitter. You can look me up at Nicholas Moriano. But make sure to give this YouTube channel a like, subscribe, leave a comment. And like I always say, share this YouTube channel with the fellow Bears fans. It's going to help me grow and just continue to build on what I've started here. And it's all because of you guys with all the constant support. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. Again, appreciate everybody for tuning in, hanging out, and just showing me some love. I see it every day, and it doesn't go unnoticed. But until next time, Bears fans, adios.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.